Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
It's definitely going to be weird, you know, just because it's going to be a lot of my friends I'm playing against, a lot of guys I still talk to today. But at the end of the day, it's just another football game, and, you know, I like to think I don't get, you know, too excited or more excited for one game than the next. But it'll certainly be, you know, a pretty cool atmosphere, and we're playing against a great team, so it'll be fun.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That is the voice of Jack Cohen, the current quarterback at Notre Dame, and it's a big game at Soldier Field on Saturday, and we're looking forward to it. And how special to get a chance to talk to Joe Cool himself. What an amazing treat to welcome to the show Joe Montana. He joins us on the guest line presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Joe, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We're fired up, and great to talk to you. I got to tell you, I you know, there's so many questions that come to my mind when I think of getting a chance to talk to Joe Montana. You basically were there for the creation of the West Coast offense. You were basically the man that introduced that and introduced the Niners championship run, all of the things that happened that we still see resonated all over the NFL. And what is it like for you to look at what the offense you learned and to see how it's evolved and what you see currently as you look at the league?
Oh, it's a lot of fun to see where it's gone. And, where, you know, one of the things that Bill found out early was that you could use that as part of your running game. And, you know, we never really had an established running back, but it became part of the passing, you know, became part of our running game because he dropped back on first down and he always said, look, I'm going to give you these guys. We're going to try to do this on this side of the field. If you don't like it, I'm going to give you these other guys down here and just drop it off. You know, I'll take 4 yards on first down. And it's funny because defensive players have this mentality where, you know, if you drop back and pass and you dump the ball underneath and you gain four, they think they stopped you, and you hand off and you run for four. Everybody's like, you can't give up 4 yards on a run, but yet you get the same 4 yards. And then all of a sudden you're inside the 20 and they're going, hey, how'd they get here? And so, yeah, it's fun to see. It's fun to see that it's still evolving. And, you know, when we got some guys on the outside too, that, that he liked, we start pushing the ball down the field too, as they're doing again today. So, that's fun to see where it's going. This is a great time to be a quarterback, for sure.
And it's a great time to be a rookie quarterback, Joe, here in Chicago. Obviously, Justin Fields making his first NFL start Sunday against the Browns. You look around the league, it's not that unusual. I think there'll be five rookies that could be starting this year for the respective teams, possibly. What do you make of how quickly that ascension has become now when you get drafted high? You don't have as long of an apprenticeship as maybe when you were playing.
I think a lot of it has to do with the simplicity of the offense. I mean, could I have played as a rookie? Probably. Would I have played very well? Probably not, because I still was trying to get a grasp on exactly what that offense was all about and really, you know, how to run it correctly in the way that Bill was, you know, had envisioned it. And, you know, I think it's tough on them. But as long as, you know, they make sure that, you know, they keep it within a certain amount of limits for him, for any starter at that age, is it's a big transition. And some guys can make it easy, and but a lot of that depends on, you know, how fast they can pick up that offense.
Joe, you're obviously here for the game. We know that. You're also doing some work with Guinness. I read some of the stuff about Guinness, and I spit out my morning coffee very early this morning when I saw that there is a new Guinness Chicago tap room that is going to be opening in 2023. Do I get in line now? How does this work? Do I camp out in front of there?
I think they're doing something special up there in Chicago. And like you said, they're putting in a new tap room. This will be only the second one in the United States, and they're going to do some creative things that you can only find there in that tap room in Chicago. We have a new TV commercial coming out about celebrating, hey, we've come a long, long way together. And with good things are within our grasp, and a lot of that's happening this weekend. You know, with Notre Dame playing Wisconsin up there, part of the Shamrock Series, and they're going to do some celebrating. And they just announced, like you said yesterday, that that tap room's going in, and they're going to do some good things up there for the community, and try to make everybody understand how important Chicago is and the special things that are up there. And this tap room is going to exemplify that.
And, Joe, you know how many Notre Dame fans are in Chicago, so Saturday is going to be a huge moment against Wisconsin. Yeah. And if Notre Dame wins, Brian Kelly will pass Newt Rockne as the for victories career-wise as the head coach at Notre Dame. And when you think of Brian Kelly, Joe, knowing the history as you do, how would you describe his place in Notre Dame history?
Well, obviously he's had a lot of success, there. Everybody has up and down years, but, his record is speaking for itself. He's been able to continue to get great players into there and continue to perform. And I think everybody would like to see him get back to the big game here and, maybe have a little better success at that part of it. But, they got that professional team down in Alabama,
that's so true. All right, Joe. So I'm sure you've answered this question 1,000 times, but Super Bowl 23, you guys are trailing 16-13, 3:20 left in the game, and you got to march down the field and win it as you do. But you come into the huddle and you say something. Everybody's a nervous wreck because this is it. This is the big moment, and you say something like, "Hey, I saw John Candy's over there. Did you guys see that? There's John Candy on the sideline." And he just took this calm came over everyone. Did you see John Candy? Did you know you were going to say that? Did you just want to loosen up the group? Tell us that story. That's one of the greatest stories in football history.
And it was really meant for Harris Barton, because Harris was a people person. So when we got to the Super Bowl city, we were always free for dinner and, practice and meetings most of the day. And then after that, free for dinner and then come back for meetings to finish up the night. And he was so excited about all the celebrities he saw. And we'd been standing there for a long time. TV timeouts, as you know, are forever during the Super Bowl. And they feel even longer when you're standing out there on the field. And I just happened to see John Candy. He was kind of right between two guys' shoulders, and he was framed right there. And I go, "Wow, I don't remember Harris talking about seeing John Candy." So I thought he would appreciate it. But he appreciates it today more than then. He started mumbling back then about something about the Super Bowl. I couldn't understand him. And then looking over, "What are you looking at over there for?" stuff. But, it just came out. I always tried to be me, no matter what. What time, what kind of game, or whether you're ahead, behind, didn't matter. I just tried to. It wasn't really meant to loosen up the team, and maybe it did, but I really was just talking to Harris.
How closely do you watch the NFL these days, Joe, and what quarterbacks do you appreciate or like watching the most?
Well, obviously, I don't watch as much as I normally do. I'd like to see when they're two good teams, there are two quarterbacks I want to So, yeah, like the first week, I don't think I've only seen one game. In the first two, maybe two. We were traveling, and we were out in the back part of Montana, and didn't get a chance to see the games that weekend. But, no, I like watching. I love the game. And it's, you know, the young quarterbacks. I like watching the guys, the young guy. And, you know, Buffalo's doing well, the kid in the Chargers doing well. And it's good to see young guys come in and play. You know, just curious to see more about, you know, Mac Jones and how he continues to grow. And I think it's great, you know, that we were just talking. I think there's, what, five rookies playing this week, maybe more.
Right, right.
And I think it's great. I think it's great for the game. And obviously it's great for those guys and they want to play. And but, yeah, the quarterbacks right now, they're, you know, you got to be loving what you're – how you get to play and, you know, not worrying about all those big hits. I think it makes it a little bit easier on the mind as you play the game. So you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah. The rule changes are, Joe, the rule changes are unbelievable. I, you know, you played 16 years. You probably could have played in your 50s like Tom Brady if you were playing without getting hit, with receivers rushing open. They're not allowed to get hit. It's a completely different game.
Yeah, it's different, and you know the rules have been changed for a couple reasons. I think one is most people won't like seeing the ball in the air, and two is the owners don't like seeing the guy they pay usually the most money getting injured all the time with some of those big hits, and I think they're just trying to control a lot of that. And in return, I think it's made the game better to watch as a fan.
Joe, you played until you were 38 years old, but do you ever look at Brady now at 44 and say you could have squeezed a few more seasons out of your body?
Not out of this body. I mean, it would have been fun, you know, if I hadn't had so many injuries at that point and as many concussions as I had. So I know I could have played a couple more years after that. It's just that I started looking around at my, you know, all the surgeries I had and continue to have, I should say. And, you know, I looked at my kids and how old they were and still wanted to be able to do a lot of things physically with them because we're an active, very active family together, even still to this day. And I don't move around as much as well as I'd like to. Still, you know, I've had 27 surgeries, so.
Wow.
Been tough keeping up with it. But I think I made the right decision at that time for me, especially from the physical part of it.
How are you doing, Joe? I mean, how do you feel these days? You know, you mentioned the concussions. That's scary stuff when we look around and we see the gridiron greats and all the fine work they've done. How are you holding up, and are you worried about that sort of thing?
I think Jennifer, she's more worried about it than I am, because every time I can't remember something, she's going, oh, too many hits. You know, she gets worried about that something else is going to go wrong eventually on that end of it. But for the most part, physically, even after all the surgeries, can I run and jog? No. Can I play basketball? No. I can get around. I can do a lot of things. I can still with the kids to a certain degree, but some of the more strenuous things I leave for the youngsters at this point in my life. So, you know, I hit that day where you go, am I really 65? What the heck? Where did it all go? But I'm doing all right. I can't complain.
Joe, you're talking to two guys from Chicago, and Saturday your alma mater will be playing at Soldier Field. And as you watch Notre Dame at Soldier Field and you think of Chicago, what fond memories, or what memories maybe they're not so fond, come to mind when you're watching football played at Soldier Field?
Oh, I think it's great. You know, it was a great place to play and a tough place to play, obviously, for so many years for us. And, you know, we did end up with a big victory there to get us into the Super Bowl. But, I think it's great. I think it's great for the city, great for Notre Dame and Wisconsin. And the fans are going to love it. And I know there's a ton of fans up there from Notre Dame that live in Chicago and around Chicago. So great opportunity for everybody.
Joe, if you had a piece of advice to give to a young quarterback starting his first game, what would it be?
I would say just be patient. You know, I think that's the toughest part is, you know, you want to make things happen, let them happen, and just go out there and, you know, try to relax as much as you can and just play his game. Don't try to let somebody force him into playing, doing something different, and he'll be okay.
Great stuff, Joe. What an honor. Great catching up with you. You're a Hall of Famer. You know, you did it all, and we're delighted to get a chance to talk to you. Thanks a ton.
Thanks, Joe.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
And Guinness, by the way, is doing work with Guinness, so they're going to open the doors on this Chicago Tap Room. It's going to be at 375 North Morgan, and it's like an old a railroad depot.
That's so a great location.
Oh, my, it's a great location. There's some great stuff going on in that area, that kind of West Loop area. And they're going to have this thing open in 2023. And I don't know, my brother is out in Baltimore a lot. They've got the Open Gate Brewery out there. They're actually, you know, cooking up different types of ales and beers. And, you know, I don't think they make the actual porter, the actual Guinness Stout, but they make a ton of stuff there. If anybody is on the East Coast, you ought to take a look at it. And I love a nice pint of Guinness. That should be a ton of fun. We got to get there.
Didn't he sound great, Mully? Didn't Joe Montana just sound as relaxed and cool as ever?
I mean, it's unbelievable. That guy, look at the accomplishments of that career. It's extraordinary. What a joy to get to talk to him.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.